With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Justice Department spokesman, attorney Mark Weaver, says there's a good reason the DOJ is proceeding with caution in bringing criminal charges against officials who may have committed crimes during the Biden administration.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
And he says Attorney General Pam Bondi has been slow to bring charges against some who may have committed crimes under Biden because the DOJ has to work hand in hand with the other branches.
So unlike the other departments within the Trump administration, the Justice Department has to get everything right because they're interacting with both of the other two branches.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Sudan's military has retaken the Republican palace in Khartoum. Despite that, the larger war continues to endanger Sudanese in Darfur and other regions. Correspondent John Gambrell.
The RSF has taken a lot of territory in western and southwestern Sudan. That includes the Darfur region. And there's concerns on both sides, the military as well as the RSF, that they're committing atrocities. The UN is warning that aid supplies are being looted and that hospitals remain under fire, making this war that much more dangerous for the civilians caught in the middle, and it's still going on.
Nearly 2 years of fighting, claiming the lives of at least 28,000 people. At least two firefighters have been killed. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes in South Korea. Emergency workers, struggling to contain more than 30 wildfires that are being fueled by very dry winds. This is SRN News. Americans are just downright rude, they think.
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say. But in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations losing ground when the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month. It was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. Presbyterian Church USA announced similar cuts to staff in its headquarters and its global missions program just recently. This is SRN News. Savannah, Georgia will be hosting the Job Creators Network's Freedom Fighters Summit and Gala coming up April 30th through May 2nd. The event brings together conservative leaders, policymakers, and many others. This year's theme, Passing the Torch. It honors the legacy of JCN's late founder and Georgia business titan Bernie Marcus. Network President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the agenda of the summit.
Well, there is going to be some fun sprinkled in there because I think that's one thing conservatives forget about. They need to have a little bit of fun, right? Let's do some work. Let's create policy discussions. And by the way, we're going to talk about some five great pillars of really conservative, you know, from the conservative movement amongst all these folks. We're going to be talking about, of course, you know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Also on hand, Salem Radio Network's host Hugh Hewitt. Panels will discuss tax cuts, education, and the national debt. More details at srnnews.com.